piece of cloth with some padding in between.
Might be a, what are we thinking of, a quilt?
Could be a quilt or it could be something else.
Well, a blanket would probably not be two pieces of.
How about, do you ever use the term comforter or comforter?
Yes, right, I've heard it. That's not a part of my vocabulary, but I've heard it.
Okay, if you have company and you don't have enough beds to go around, you might make the kids sleep on the floor
on a pallet.
Okay. If land is real rich and likely to grow something real well, you might say, well, that land sure is
fertile.
Okay. If a child tosses and turns a lot during the night, he might fall what?
Might fall asleep?
No, if he ends up on the floor, you might say he would.
Oh, he might fall off the bed?
Okay. Let's see. Getting into some terms for different types of land now. What about land that's lying along a stream or along a river or something that sometimes that doesn't much anymore, but used to get flooded about once a year in the springtime?
Might be the bottom land?
Yeah. What would a meadow be?
A meadow? Meadow, pasture.
Okay. Not really. What about all I saw was a big cucumber sticking through there.
Girl, you're loud.
Is that, have you eaten that much of a whole cucumber?
Mm-hmm.
No, you started with a half a cucumber, I'll bet you.
Did you?
I hope so. Let's see, what about real rich, black, sticky soil?
Oh, humus.
Okay. You ever hear it called loam or
loam?
Okay. If you've got water standing on land and you want to get it off, you dig some ditches and you'd say you are what for land?
Draining.
Okay. What would you build, what would you cut in the land to drain it?
A ditch, I'm sure there's a more appropriate term, I don't know.
No, most I would call it a drainage ditch, but that's just a learned term. I think that most people just use the term ditch for everything.
Regardless of what it's called.
Yeah, right. What is a creek?
A creek? Boy, that is a loaded one.
Is it smaller than a river?
A creek is smaller than a river, but okay. They can extend and their size is quite extreme. What some people would call a river, we would call a creek, particularly Westerners.
What I would call a creek, some people call a river. Of course, being I was brought up, as you were, in the vicinity of the Tennessee River.
Right, to me that's a river.
All right, you go up here to Shelbyville, you cross Duck River, which is about as wide as this room.
Right.
And Hickson Creek, where I come from, is about that wide or wider. And that always used to break me up. In Shelbyville, there are two bodies of water. There's Duck River and Flat Creek, and they're both the same size. But one is a creek and one is a river.
I had Westerners that were real amused to come here, and we'd go out to Shoals Creek. And to them, that was just ridiculous to call that a creek.
Yeah, because there's a
because it's larger than any river they have.
Exactly. Well, another thing, too, is that the reason they ask this on this is that coastal areas, a creek is a narrow island, a narrow inlet of the sea that comes in. And that's a term that they use. And I found that bodies of water very inexact. When I went to Selma, they make no differentiation down there between lake and pond. They're both, but see, here again, they're not on any big river, so they don't have any